controlling the sole mine that produced the extremely rare metal. He had allowed only a small portion of ATM to enter the economy. Nobody knew what the Lord Ruler had done with the greater portion he had kept to himself for all those centuries.
"Now don't get too excited," Elland said. "We have no proof that we'll find the ATM in that final cavern."
"It has to be there," Vin said. "It makes sense. Where else would the Lord Ruler store his ATM?"
"If I could answer that, we'd have found it."
Vin shook her head.
"He put it somewhere safe, but somewhere where it would eventually be found. He left these maps as clues to his followers, should he, somehow, be defeated. He didn't want an enemy who captured one of the caverns to be able to find them all instantly."
A trail of clues that led to one final cache. The most important one. It made sense. It had to. Elland didn't look convinced. He rubbed his bearded chin, studying the reflexive plate in their lantern light.
"Even if we find it," he said, "I don't know that it will help that much. What good is money to us now?"
"It's more than money," she said. "It's power. A weapon we can use to fight."
"Fight the mists?" he asked.
Vin fell silent.
"Perhaps not," she finally said. "But the Kolos and the other armies? With that ATM, your empire becomes secure. Plus, ATM is part of all this, Elland. It's only valuable because of allomancy, but allomancy didn't exist until the Ascension."
"Another unanswered question," Elland said. "Why did that nugget of metal I ingested make me mistborn? Where did it come from? Why was it placed at the Well of Ascension, and by whom? Why was there only one left, and what happened to the others?"
"Maybe we'll find the answer once we take Phadrix," Vin said.
Elland nodded. She could tell he considered the information contained in the caches the most important reason to track them down, followed closely by the supplies. To him, the possibility of finding ATM was relatively unimportant. Vin couldn't explain why she felt he was so wrong in this regard. The ATM was important. She just knew it. Her earlier despair lightened as she looked over the map. They had to go to Phadrix. She knew it. The answers would be there.
"Taking Phadrix won't be easy," Elland noted. "Set's enemies have entrenched themselves quite solidly there. I hear a former ministry obligator is in charge."
"The ATM will be worth it," Vin said.
"If it's there," Elland said.
She gave him a flat stare. He held up a hand.
"I'm just trying to do what you told me, Vin. I'm trying to be realistic. However, I agree that Phadrix will be worth the effort. Even if the ATM isn't there, we need the supplies in that store. We need to know what the Lord Ruler left us."
Vin nodded. She herself no longer had any ATM. She'd burned up their last bit a year and a half ago, and she'd never gotten used to how exposed she felt without it. Electrum softened that fear somewhat, but not completely. Voices sounded from the other end of the cavern, and Elland turned.
"I should go speak to them," he said. "We're going to have to organize things in here quickly."
"Have you told them yet that we're going to have to move them back to Luthadel?"
Elland shook his head.
"They won't like it," he said. "They're becoming independent, as I always hoped they would."
"It has to be done, Elland," Vin said. "This city is well outside our defensive perimeter. Plus, they can't have more than a few hours of mistless daylight left this far out. Their crops are already doomed."
Elland nodded, but he continued to stare out into the darkness.
"I come, I seize control of their city, take their treasure, then force them to abandon their homes. And from here we go to Phadrix to conquer another."
"Elland,"
he held up a hand. "I know, Vin, it must be done."
He turned, leaving the lantern and walking toward the doorway. As he did, his posture straightened and his face became more firm. Vin turned back to the plate, rereading the Lord Ruler's words. On a different plate,
much like this one, Sazed had found the words of Quan, the long-dead terraceman, who had changed the world by claiming to have found the Hero of Ages. Quan had left his words as a confession of his errors, warning that some kind of force was working to change the histories and religions of mankind. He'd worried that the force was suborning the Terrace religion in order to cause a hero to come to the North and release it. That was exactly what Vin had done. She'd called herself Hero and had released the enemy, all the while thinking that she was sacrificing her own needs for the good of the world. She ran her fingers across the large plate.
We have to do more than just fight wars, she thought, angry at the Lord Ruler. If you knew so much, why didn't you leave us more than this? A few maps in scattered halls filled with supplies? A couple of paragraphs telling us about metals that are of barely any use? What good is a cave full of food when we will have an entire empire to feed?
Vin stopped. Her fingers, made far more sensitive by the tin she was burning to help her eyesight in the dark cavern, brushed against grooves in the plate's surface. She knelt, leaning close, to find a short inscription carved in the metal, at the bottom, the letters much smaller than the ones up above. "Be careful what you speak," it read. "It can hear what you say. It can read what you write. Only your thoughts are safe." Vin shivered. Only your thoughts are safe. What had the Lord Ruler learned in his moments of transcendence? What things had he kept in his mind forever, never writing them down for fear of revealing his knowledge, always expecting that he would eventually be the one who took the power when it came again? Had he perhaps planned to use that power to destroy the thing that Vin had released? "You have doomed yourselves," the Lord Ruler's last words, spoken right before Vin had thrust the spear through his heart. He'd known. Even then, before the mists had started coming during the day, before she'd begun hearing the strange thumpings that led her to the Well of Ascension, even then she'd worried. "Be careful what you speak. Only your thoughts are safe." "I have to figure this out. I have to connect what we have, find the way to defeat or outwit this thing that I've loosed. And I can't talk this over with anyone, or it will know what I'm planning."
Rashik soon found a balance in the changes he made.